Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. We are back with another For You Friday episode. And if you are new here, my name is Olivia. For You from Eve is a podcast I started maybe a little bit over a year ago. And it is basically a lifestyle wellness podcast all about becoming a better version of your yesterday self. And every single Friday, I upload an episode called For You Friday, where I basically talk about a topic that I kind of decide to talk about, but I also ask you guys. I'll go on Instagram and ask you, what do you want me to talk about today? What do you want me to talk about this week on For You Friday? And I get so many amazing responses from you guys. Sometimes I kind of think of the topic on my own. If I'm inspired by something specific, I'll get on and I'll start talking about it. And as you can tell from the title, today I will be talking about healthy habits to bring into your life and unhealthy habits to take out of your life. So this is something I feel like now that I'm kind of entering my 20s, I'm 21 years old, and now that I'm entering my 20s, I feel like I'm learning a lot about my mind and my body and how it functions and kind of just who I am as a person, and a lot of habits that I've dropped since I was in high school and a lot of habits that I've also developed ever since being out of high school. So I am in technically my fourth year of college, but I have to take another year. So even though I should be graduated this year, I do have another year to take. So I'm technically a junior, but have taken 4 years. So I should be a senior. And I've just learned so much about myself through college and through high school and just in these past few years. So just a little background on, I guess I kind of just want to start off by talking about the lowest point of my life where I had the worst habits, the most unhealthy habits, and was just at my lowest physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. So my freshman year of college, I was at my lowest, like just my lowest. I was so unhappy with what I looked like. I was unhappy with my mindset. I didn't have a passion. I didn't have anything that I loved. I wasn't active. I wasn't healthy. I was just at a really bad point in my life. And so I remember just feeling very not myself my first year of college. And I was kind of nervous and scared that my first year of college was going to be the rest of my life type of thing because of what a low point I was at. So during this point, I was not working out. I was not eating healthy. Even my second year of college, I wasn't eating healthy or working out. I started to go to school in the city my second year of college, and I was eating pizza like every single day. I was having like 3 to 4, maybe even 5 coffees a day sometimes, just always having caffeine, dairy, gluten, oils, all these processed unhealthy foods. And I had so many unhealthy habits in my routine at that point. And I guess that's kind of why I want to do this episode, is to talk about unhealthy habits that I got rid of and then healthy habits that I brought in. So that was kind of the lowest point of my life where all these unhealthy habits were incorporated, all kind of before our first quarantine of March 2020. And then March 2020 is when I started to become more involved in the wellness community, learn more about health and wellness and the fitness and lifestyle and just having that very productive wellness lifestyle. And once I did learn that lifestyle, that is when I started to become very happy with who I was and happy with who I could become. So I'm going to start off with unhealthy habits that I had when I was at the lowest point in my life and kind of how I start to get over them. Am I over them? Maybe some of these habits I still incorporate in my life, which is not good. And then at the end, I will bring out some healthy habits that have really kind of just helped me change my mentality and help me become a better version of myself. So the first unhealthy habit, and this is kind of a deep one, was comparing myself. I compared myself to the people around me all the time. There's a term that I use with myself that I don't use this word lightly. Like, this isn't like I'm trying to play a joke. Like, this is very serious. So just a little trigger for anyone out there. But I did suffer, and I still think I do a little bit suffer with body dysmorphia. I feel like for me, I've always seen myself in a really negative light physically. I've never felt that confidence in my physical appearance. And I think a lot of it has to do, aside from my body, I think a lot of it had to do with having acne, and had acne since I was 14 years old, and I'm 21 and I still have it. And I think that took a really big toll on how I felt with my physical appearance. I feel like it made me feel a lot less pretty compared to the people around me. And just always made me feel super, super insecure. Like, oh, I couldn't be called pretty if I had acne. You know, like I obviously was going to be the ugliest one in the friend group if I'm the only one in the friend group with acne. That was kind of how my mind was when it came to comparing myself with other people. Or with body dysmorphia, I'd be like, oh my gosh, all these people around me have such good bodies that they don't work for. And I'm here working for a body that I still don't love. It was like little things like that that made me feel really, really down on my physical appearance. And really, really got to me at many points in my life. And it used to be worse. I feel like because I've been working out and been focusing on my mental health and on my self-care, it's definitely gotten better. But at the same time, I've definitely struggled with pretty bad body dysmorphia and a lot of self-guilt, a lot of self, not hatred, but a lot of like getting mad at myself. I don't want to say self-hatred because I feel like that's a really kind of like dark, deep meaning, but I would kind of say a lot of self-guilt. I would get mad at myself for not looking a certain way or get mad at myself for not having traits that the people around me had. All these little stupid things, I would just get so mad at myself for. And I feel like I've gotten to a point where I know that all I can do is work on it. And I can't really complain about anything if I'm not willing to change it. So my skin, for example, is something I've been struggling with for so many years, and I've taken steps for it. I've gone to doctors, I've taken medications, I've, you know, taken topical creams, I've done almost everything that you could imagine. And now I'm at a point where I'm changing my whole lifestyle for my skin, which is not an easy thing. I'm trying to cut out gluten. I'm trying to cut out dairy. I'm using all new skincare products, all these things. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. So for me, I feel like I had to make this adjustment because I noticed that I was having a lot of food sensitivity. And I felt like I kept avoiding taking that route because I was like, that's going to be too hard. But then I got to a point where it was like, if you're not going to take those steps to fix your skin, you can't keep complaining about it. You can't keep complaining about it, you know? And I had to stop getting jealous or angry of the people around me that didn't have acne or the people that didn't have a lower belly pouch or, you know, whatever it was. Because at the end of the day, I was made how I was made, and physical appearances and everything. But I think it took me a really long time to be able to look at myself in the mirror and say, oh yeah, you're pretty, you know? And I think that's really sad. And I don't think anyone should feel like that. And that's a really unhealthy habit that I've had for many, many years, is just not seeing myself in a positive light. If I got ready for an event, any event I would get to, if I put on a dress and did my hair and did my makeup, I was unhappy all the time, where it would ruin my night. A lot of the time I was always unhappy with how I looked if I did that. And that's just not fair for someone to feel that way all the time. So that was an unhealthy habit that I dropped and kind of am still dropping. I still think that there's moments where I do get a little body dysmorphia and a little bit insecure in how I look in pictures, or like I'll see myself in a picture and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I look like that this night. Like, that ruined my mood. But honestly, it's something I'm becoming more aware of. And I think that's the first step that you can take, is just becoming more aware of how you're viewing yourself and working on it. Because at the end of the day, no one should feel that way about themselves. And as much as I love myself as a person and love a lot of traits that I have, my physical appearance is not the most important. And it's something that, yes, I should focus on working on how I see myself in that light. But at the end of the day, I am grateful that I like who I am as a person. The next unhealthy habit I have listed is saying yes when I want to say no. So this is something I used to do. I don't do it anymore, but I did it a lot more in high school, where you would say yes to doing something that you didn't want to do, like hanging out with someone specific or going to a party you didn't really want to go to, or going out when you didn't really feel like it, just because the people around you want you to. So saying yes when I wanted to say no is something I did a lot. And I feel like a lot of people are guilty of this because we're people pleasers. Like, if you're a people pleaser, I'm not anymore at all, but I think I used to be a little bit, where I would do things other people wanted me to do because it made them happy. And I've seen it put me in such horrible situations that I kind of was at the point where I was like, there's no way I do this anymore. Like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. So it took me a while to get to a point where I was okay with saying no, even if people wanted me to say yes, because it was not always like that. I used to always say yes, just because I knew it would save the headache for the situation. But at the end of the day, it's like, you got to stand your ground. And if you don't want to do something, you say no. If you don't want to be friends with someone, you cut them out of your life. That's something, when I say saying yes, when I say no, that's something too. I kept people in my life just because they were friends in my life and they wanted to be friends with me, and we'd been friends for so long. But then I kind of put my foot down and realized that the people around me can bring me down so easily, and I don't want to be surrounded by that. I don't want to be brought down just because of who I'm hanging out with. And I learned to say no and cut people out. And that's not an easy thing to do, but I think that once you do get into your 20s and your late teens, you grow apart from a lot of people. And even though that could be sad if you've been friends with these people for a while, it's normal and it's actually healthy, because at the end of the day, you don't want to follow the wrong path just because the people around you are. You are some in the average of your five closest friends. So you want to make sure you have people around you that have the same morals and values of you, that have the same ambition and passion and work ethic, etc. The next unhealthy habit is neglecting sleep. This is something I kind of struggled more with in the past, I would say, like maybe like the past like a couple years ago, whereas the past year or so, I've been a lot better at it. I feel like ever since I started working out at night, I've gotten a lot better at sleeping, because I get so tired after my workouts that I come home, shower, eat dinner, and I'm just fully exhausted. And I think being back on schedule helps with sleeping better, because when I was doing school online, it was a lot of just like waking up when you wanted to. Classes were kind of optional. You could join a class and be sleeping at the same time. So I never really prioritized how many hours I was getting in, or I never, like if I had an 8 a.m. that was online and I slept at 2 a.m., I'd be like, who cares? I can just join class and sleep. And sleep is definitely something I've neglected in the past and have not had the best sleeping schedule. I remember during quarantine, I would just pull all-nighters all the time. And honestly, it's crazy what neglecting sleep will do to you. Like it will drain you. And that's kind of like how I started to feel, is I just started to get so, so drained. And I was like, I don't want to feel like tired all the time. I don't want to like wake up and feel tired and sleep in class and not have energy to work out and not have energy to run my errands. Like I want to be filled with energy, you know, I want to do this and that. So neglecting sleep was something I, very unhealthy habit that I did. But honestly, the only way that you can fix it is by creating a routine for yourself, which I'm going to talk about when I talk about healthy habits. I still don't have the best sleeping schedule. Like some nights I stay up later than others, but a lot of the time my schedule is pretty much the same, where I'm in classes all day or doing work all day. And then I'll go to the gym at like 5 p.m. I'll get home at like 7:30. I'll eat my dinner at 8 o'clock. I'll shower. And then I'm sleeping by like 9, because I get so exhausted from the gym and my whole day that I just want to sleep as soon as I get into bed. So my sleeping schedule has been better since I started working out at night. But I also, when I was working out in the morning, it was also pretty good, because working out in the morning does tire you out. But yeah, if I get home anytime past like 10, it's going to be hard for me to sleep that night. Like I can't get home at 10 and be tired and just knock out. Like if I get home at 10, I'm staying up for another hour or so. So that's why I like getting home at like 7 or 8. The next unhealthy habit that I have is eating late night snacks. I'm still guilty of this sometimes, because I just love winding down. Like I love being in bed after the shower, feeling super clean, and then like sitting in bed and just like eating a snack and watching some YouTube. So that's something that I'm not going to lie, I'm still guilty of, but I try to stop it because I hate waking up feeling bloated or like feeling full. Like you don't feel full when you wake up if it's just a little snack, but I've like eaten meals before bed just because I'm hungry and I don't like going to sleep tired. I mean, don't going to sleep hungry. And honestly, it's just so bad for you, because I hate waking up bloated, and I will wake up bloated if I have like a snack or like a meal before bed. So it's something that I'm still progressively working on, but that's definitely an unhealthy habit that I am getting better at cutting out, but also trying to completely cut out, because I don't think that's good for anyone to sleep with food in your belly, like fresh out of your belly. You're not supposed to eat a couple hours before you sleep. So it's definitely not the best habit ever. So if you can prevent it, I would definitely prevent it. The last unhealthy habit that I am dropping is under eating and just lacking nutrients. I've definitely never been, actually, I used to eat a lot. Like I used to eat very big portions of food. Like I never ate a lot where I ate a lot of junk food or ate fast food. I don't even like fast food, and I don't really care for junk food, except for like, I do like chips here and there. But I had a really bad problem with under eating because I don't like breakfast. So it's like when you don't like breakfast, I feel like your whole day is already lacking nutrients. Like I don't, it's very hard for me to eat early on in the morning. And if you don't eat breakfast, you're less likely to be hungry for lunch, because eating breakfast actually makes you hungrier for lunch. So I skipped breakfast a lot, which is so not good for you. But yeah, I used to skip breakfast all the time. I still do sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, especially when I have 8 a.m. class. The last thing I want to do at 6 o'clock in the morning is eat something. So not eating breakfast really gets me. And then sometimes I do, like, some, there's goes days where I don't eat until 3 p.m. and I'll only eat one meal at 3 p.m. and then one meal at 8 p.m., which is just so bad. And you are not getting enough calories in your day. You are not getting enough nutrients. And that's something that I do struggle with, is under eating, because I just don't get hungry as much. And this kind of stems from, I tried to shrink my stomach. So like, I trained myself to get full faster. And I did this years ago, which is so toxic and unhealthy. But I did this to myself a few years ago, because it's like, if I went out to eat with my friends and everyone got like one slice of pizza, I was always getting two. Like, I was like, I know I'm going to want two slices of pizza, not just one. And it started to happen so many times. And like, after a little bit, like, you kind of get insecure about it if people give you a reason to be insecure about it. And that's how I started to feel. It's like, I would see like a little smirk or like a laugh or whatever. And it kind of just like hurt my feelings. And I was like, I don't want to be the girl that does that, which is, looking back at it, is so stupid. So stupid to be like, I don't want to be the girl that eats two slices versus one slice. I should have eaten four slices in that moment. Like, horrible, horrible mindset to have. But I just started to think to myself, I don't want to be the girl who's constantly wanting more and never full. So I just trained myself to shrink my stomach and get full faster. And now I'm 21 years old and get full way too fast, and literally am never hungry, which is not good. Because as someone who goes to the gym a lot, it's like, if you do not get your nutrients, you're going to get so lightheaded, which I do. Like, I'm always lightheaded at the gym. I never just feel super strong at the gym, which is not good. And you're not getting enough protein in, so you're not going to see progress. And I've been working out for over a year and honestly barely see any progress. And I know it's because I'm under eating. Now I'm going to go into healthy habits that I'm bringing into my life, that I brought into my life, and that you should be bringing into your life. So number one is staying hydrated. This is something I honestly never really struggled with staying hydrated. I've always been pretty good at drinking water. I do have a Hydro Flask, which I've been using a Hydro Flask for maybe like 3 years now. And honestly, it's made such a difference. And I think this is why I don't have problems drinking water. Like, I know a lot of my friends that I know will go through maybe one water bottle a day, which is so bad. So staying hydrated is such a huge thing. I think that's like part of the reason I'm so healthy, is because of my water. I honestly think if I wasn't drinking enough water on top of not eating enough food, I would not be able to function. So definitely recommend staying hydrated, whether you need a cute water bottle to help you do so. I like the Hydro Flask just because it keeps my water cold. It has an easy to sip straw and it's like easy to carry around. It's cute. I love it. It carries so much water in it. I honestly have maybe like 3 to 5 Hydro Flasks a day, kind of just depending on the day, but normally around 3 or 4. The next thing is developing a morning routine that works for you. I would try to wake up super, super early and get my workout done in the morning, and then force a workout, force journaling, force meditating, force lemon water. Like, I try to incorporate all these things in my morning at once. And I just realized that wasn't how I enjoyed spending my mornings. And I feel like because of my social media or my podcast, you guys probably think I'm the person that wakes up at 6 a.m. and has a green juice and does all these super aesthetic things in the morning that's super productive. And honestly, sometimes I do, but maybe that's like 3 times a week. Like, I'm probably having a green juice in the morning 3 days out of the week, which is not a lot, and it should be happening every single day. So I don't always have the perfect morning. Sometimes I sleep in. Because I have class at 8 a.m., that's kind of what forces me to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But like I said before, I'm not good at eating breakfast. So my mornings are me just kind of like getting out of bed, going to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, washing my face. And then I chug green juice. This is like a productive morning. This isn't every single day. I chug a green juice because I don't like the taste of it. And as I'm chugging my green juice, I make my coffee. And then I'll go upstairs and drink my coffee while I get ready for school. So I'll do a little bit of makeup, I'll fix my hair up and drink my coffee while I do that. And then I get dressed, and then I pack stuff normally the night before. Like, I'll pack my lunch and stuff the night before. So the day of, I basically just kind of go to school after. Like, I'll go to school and that's it. I don't do my journaling in the morning. I don't meditate in the morning. I just kind of learned that that's not the time I like to do it. If it's kind of a slow morning where I can sleep in and enjoy the morning, then I'll probably take some time to meditate or journal. But that's something that I prefer doing at night to like wind down, which my next healthy habit is having a night routine and this consistent sleeping schedule, sleeping and waking up at the same time, being on routine, and incorporating self-care into your routine. So a really my night routines are more self-care oriented than my morning routines, but my morning routines I enjoy more because they're kind of, it's quick and it's something that works for me and there's not pressure on it. It's something I can get done. But for a night routine, I like to incorporate a few more healthy habits to wind down. So I go to the gym at around 5 p.m. I get home at around 7:30, and the first thing I do is eat dinner. So sometimes my family will make dinner. Sometimes I'll prepare my dinner the night before. Sometimes I'll get home and make dinner. Just depends on the day. Have my dinner, and I'm normally done with dinner at around 8 p.m. I'll go upstairs and I'll take a shower. If you're a gym girl, you know how the hair washing system works. It barely gets washed because we hate washing it if we know we're going to the gym the next day. So my hair washing schedule just depends on the day, but normally I'll wash my body. And then I really like to take my time with my skincare. So I'll do my face wash, an exfoliator, gua sha, like jade roller, everything. Something I have to start incorporating is ice rolling my face in the morning again. I feel like I never do that anymore, and I used to do it so much. So I definitely have to get back into that. So once I'm done with my skincare, I go back into my room and I prepare everything for the next day. So I'll prepare my gym bag, my gym outfit, my school clothes, my school backpack, make sure my laptop's charging. Anything I have to do, I do. Then I like to get into bed and have a little productive time. So maybe go through some emails, create some social media content, answer some, you know, some school stuff, some text, whatever it is that I have to do to kind of get a little bit of extra work done. I will get on my laptop and do that. And then if it is a good night, I will journal. If I'm too tired, I'll put on some YouTube and go to sleep. But normally I will take out my journal and start journaling at nighttime because I like to kind of unleash my thoughts at night. And then once I'm done with that, I will put on my TV and fall asleep to some type of show or to YouTube. So that's kind of my night routine. Like I said, I feel like my morning and night routines aren't the typical productive, wellness, healthy girl lifestyle ones that you see on TikTok. I feel like it's a lot more basic and realistic, but I think it works for me and that's what I like. The next healthy habit is incorporating fitness into my daily life. I did a whole episode on how I started to get into working out. So I definitely recommend listening to it if you haven't already. It is honestly very helpful. And I think that it could help a lot of you make fitness consistent in your life. So definitely listen to that to hear my journey. But incorporating fitness into my daily life has really, really helped with my self-esteem, my mental health, my anxiety. My anxiety has actually been healed through fitness. Like 99% of it has been healed through fitness, which is amazing. The next healthy habit is getting in your greens. So chugging a green juice every day honestly is helping me so much. I've never had a problem with greens really because I love salads. So I love vegetables, like raw vegetables. But honestly, a green juice is way, way different. And it's a lot easier to have if you don't want a meal prep. So whether you make your own or you buy like a big jug of green juice, just check the ingredients. It really, really helps to kind of get your greens in every day, which are so underlooked. I feel like people don't look at greens or focus on them as much as they should, but you really, really should. So get in your greens. The next healthy habit is reading, and not just journaling or reading a Bible or reading a devotional or anything like that, but just reading a book that you enjoy. I've always been into reading ever since I was young, but I feel like in high school, I kind of stopped with it a little bit because of sports. And then in college, I stopped a little because of work. Like I go through slumps and then I go through grinds. Like there's times where I'll read like one book every like day or every 3 days. Like during quarantine, I was finishing like 2 or 3 books a day, which is like scary crazy. So that's something that I was doing. But getting into reading honestly just kind of helps you escape from reality with still being a little bit productive. It's better than just opening up YouTube all the time. So that's definitely an amazing habit that I have incorporated into my daily life and makes such a difference. And the last healthy habit that I will share is goal setting and planning. So short-term goals, long-term goals, personal goals, fitness goals, health goals, school goals, work goals, whatever it might be. Incorporate goals that you can accomplish short-term and long-term, because I am telling you that once you do accomplish those goals, it's such a self-esteem booster and it's so motivating for future goals. So definitely, definitely focus on goal setting, focus on your vision boards, use Pinterest as like your future of what you want and incorporate all those pictures into your daily life. And then with planning, I've talked about Google Calendar and my physical planners and my digital planners and just how productive it makes. The most successful people in this world organize like crazy. And that is true. Like that is not just like a funny thing. That is 100% true. Like you have to plan everything out like to get the most done. Today's Thursday and I'm spending my weekend in Boston, and I had so much to do today because tomorrow's Friday, so I'll be leaving tomorrow, and I had so much to get done today. And I remember just last night I was super overwhelmed because I was like, wait, I have to do this and this and that and that. And I was feeling so overwhelmed that I had to take a step back and just be like, okay, look, write down everything that you have to do tomorrow, what times you have to do it. And that's exactly what I did. And it worked out perfectly. I said from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I'm going to record my episode. From 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'm going to edit the episode. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm going to be in class. And then from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., I'll be at the mall, and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to do a pedicure, shower, shave, exfoliate, pack everything, and go to the gym. So like I was like, I have to get all this done today, and I will get it done as long as I manage my time. And a lot of you ask, how do I balance this and how do I balance that and how do I fit all these priorities in one day? And all you have to do is plan it out. I promise you, prioritize and plan. That is all you have to do. I will probably do a whole episode on prioritizing and planning when finals season comes around, because I know it's coming up kind of soon in a few months. So that will be more in details of planning on staying on top of finals. But I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. As you're listening to this, I'm probably on my way to Boston, which is really exciting. But thank you so much for listening to today's For You Friday episode. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe weekend. Definitely follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve if you want to see me post my weekend trip. I'm going to be trying to be super active on posting. I want to enjoy my time there, but I also want to get a lot of content out for you guys. So thank you so much again for listening and for all the support. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys next week.